KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's partly cloudy to cloudy and 17 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up 4.5 inches of snowfall here at the official weather station for Atlantic, and that was pretty much on course for what the on par that is for the rest of the listening area, with the exception of the far southwest corner of the state, which received up to 6 inches of snow. A winter weather advisory continues until 9 o'clock for Monona, Harrison, and Shelby counties. A winter storm warning remains in effect until noon for Cass, Adair, Adams, Audubon, Dallas, Guthrie, Madison, Ringgold, Taylor, and Union counties. We look for snow to be ending this morning, as it's done already here in Atlantic, and we'll have a high around 25. Our news is brought to you by Medi-Cap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. The big storm that dumped a half a foot or more of snow on some parts of Iowa may have fallen short of some expectations. Kelly Malone is a shift manager of the Pilot Flying J station and store that sits along Iowa Highway 2 just west of Interstate 29 in the southwest corner of the state. Malone said early this morning that things were pretty hectic at the Flying J yesterday as customers stopped briefly for fuel or food while hustling to beat the storm. And his company had taken precautions by reserving 7 rooms for employees at a nearby motel. Malone said they were prepared for the worst, but it didn't happen that bad, and to him it was just an average storm. But he says he's a person who drives through just about anything. Well, the National Weather Service said snowfall across the area ranged from 5 to 6 inches across the southwest corner of the state, as I mentioned earlier, and from 3.5 to 5 inches across Ringgold and Taylor counties northwestwards to portions of Pottawatomie and Harrison counties, while other areas to the east and northeast of us received anywhere from just 2 to 3 inches of snow. And as of 6 a.m. in Atlantic, we had 4.5 inches of snowfall here, and just a few flurries since then, and pretty much it's stopped now. Villisca and Malvern had reported 6 to 6.5 inches of snowfall in that area. And the Iowa Department of Transportation reports this morning that the roads in southwest Iowa are partially or mostly covered with snow. Towing services are currently prohibited. Roads primarily east of the Cass-Adair County line are mostly covered with snow, or are completely covered with snow, and again, towing services are prohibited. We'll run down a list of the school cancellations and late starts coming up for you in just a moment. News time is 7:09.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medi-Cap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medi-Cap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-26. Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medi-Cap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medi-Cap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medi-Cap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
And taking a look at the schools that have canceled classes for today, those include some within the past couple of hours who have changed plans to go from late start to cancellations. Atlanta Community Schools have canceled classes for today. AHST, Bedford, and Boyer Valley have canceled. Corning, Creston, Cam, East Mills, those have all canceled classes for today. Also, there will be no school today in Griswold, Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, Prescott, Red Oak, Riverside, Tri-Center, Woodbine, or Underwood. All those schools have canceled classes for today. Adair Casey was running 2 hours late this morning. Audubon is running 2 hours late. There's also no morning pre-kindergarten in Audubon. Charter Oak Utes, Coon Rapids Bayard, Elkhorn Kimbleton, and Exira are all running 2 hours late. Farragut, Fremont Mills, Guthrie Center, Harlan, and the Shelby County Catholic Schools, they're all running 2 hours late this morning. Harlan Head Start is also 2 hours late. Panora, or rather Panorama, that is, West Central Valley of Stewart, and Trainer, those districts are running 2 hours late. And Walnut is running 2 hours late this morning. There's also no child watch at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA in Atlantic today. No Jack and Jill Preschool. No Atlantic Little Lambs Preschool. No Atlantic Head Start this morning. Southwestern Community College is closed, but their Jazz Fest will continue today as scheduled. Iowa Western Community College opens at 10 a.m. And Cass Incorporated will start 2 hours early today. Now, those are just some of the announcements primarily related to schools. You can find the rest on our website at kjan.com. Elsewhere in the news this morning, authorities in Red Oak say a crash between two vehicles Thursday afternoon at the intersection of North 8th Street and East Chautauqua Drive was caused by slick road conditions. No one was injured when vehicles driven by 36-year-old Sue Beyer and 24-year-old Marie Childs, both of Red Oak, collided at around 12:35 p.m. Officials say Beyer's 2011 Nissan Versa was traveling west on East Chautauqua, and due to the ice and snow-covered roads, she couldn't stop at the intersection. Her vehicle slid through the intersection and hit a southbound 2004 Kia Sedona driven by Childs. Damage amounted to $5,700. There were no citations issued. And as light to moderate snowfall continues to move through a majority of Iowa this morning, the Iowa Department of Transportation is cautioning commuters to use common sense and their best driving skills to keep Iowa's highways safe. Iowa highways are currently being reported as partially to completely covered with snow. And the DOT offers some safe driving tips. You can take a look at these on our website as well. And that is to have your vehicle's gas tank completely full before you travel. Use your vehicle's safety equipment, headlights, and make sure your passengers are wearing seat belts or child safety seats. Do not use your cruise control during winter weather. And keep a winter survival kit in your vehicle. And always use caution when approaching or following a snowplow. News time is 7:13.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements, Lois Field, age 94 of Harlan, died last Friday. A funeral service for Lois Field will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Community of Christ Church in Woodbine. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Kristen Judkins, age 34 of Lincoln, Nebraska, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Kristen Judkins will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Recon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Betty Jane Shepherd, age 87, of Rural Stewart, died last Saturday. A memorial service for Betty Jane Shepherd will be held tomorrow at 1:30 at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Dennis Coles, age 82, of Erling, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Dennis Coles will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Leo Armstrong, age 77, of Fontenelle, died February 15th at his home. There will be no services for Leo Armstrong, but a gathering of remembrance will be held this Sunday from 1 until 4 at the United Methodist Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Ray Schaefer, age 93, of Cannon City, Colorado, died Sunday. Graveside services for Ray Schaefer will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Dexter City Cemetery. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has the arrangements. Eva Mae Hansen, age 71, of Avoca, died Thursday. Funeral services for Eva Mae Hansen will be on Monday at 1 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Francis McClure, age 81, of Stewart, died Wednesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Memorial services for Francis McClure will be on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Alexander Alex Adam Yeager, age 17, died Thursday. Services for Alex Yeager are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Eileen Haynes, age 91, of Oakland, died Thursday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Eileen Haynes are pending at the Recon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. Norman Henriksen, age 86, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Services for Norman Henriksen are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Craig Cullen, age 53, of Greenfield, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Craig Cullen are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.